Ayin Beis. Ein Moitzim is a May Summer of Kriya Shema. One should not schedule a Levaya close to the time of Kriya Shema. But Mishra Berurah says that you should wait till the time that you could assume the majority of the Tzibur that read said Kriya Shema. And also so that the ones that are going to carry the Mita could finish davening. So as we said before, Ein Moitzim is a May Summer of Kriya Shema. She'ein Shus Leitziya. L'kovr 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 L'kovr. Not only after this Zman Kriya Shema came, but even before this Zman Kriya Shema, you should not schedule the Levaya if there won't be enough time to finish before the Zman Kriya Shema starts. Whatever reason it is, they didn't do it up the Halacha, and they started at that point of time. Once they already started the Levaya, they do not stop. The Shulchan Aruch is referring to Kriya Shema in the morning. What about Kriya Shema in the evening? So the Shulchan Aruch did not differentiate between the two, which leads room to understand the same thing applies in the evening, that you should push off the Levaya when it's close to the evening, also till after you daven Ma'ariv. But the Ma'isa Mishra Berurah says that Skamas Achrein is to be Mekil in Ma'ariv, because if they won't be Koivrim today, then there'll be even the Issa of Leisolin, even if you will be able to do it at night. In other words, it's getting close to the evening and you won't have time to finish everything before the Zman Kriya Shema. But still, as a mitzvah say, to make the kvura before nightfall. So, memela, even if you're going to have to do it samach le'erev, and it's going to go into the night, into the Zman Kriya Shema, but still, you should try to finish it off, start the kvura at least, so that you get it before shkia, even if it will not be finished with entire levaya proceedings till into the night.